You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 30.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes and Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, on today's episode, I'm sitting down and having a chat with Ruth, who is a co-founder of Reconvert. It's an interesting and, dare I say, an exciting kind of innovation in kind of what used to be a pretty boring kind of thank you page. It's really cool kind of what they're doing to, you know, improve the customer experience and customer lifetime value through, of all things, the thank you page. And it's a pretty neat solution. So I'm glad you're here today. And let's jump into the show and kind of learn more about this app. So hi, Ruth. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be on this talk.
My pleasure. You know, we bounced our calendars a bit around. It's been quite busy lately. We're in 2018 Q4 right now. So Black Friday, Cyber Monday is just around the corner for some, depending on when you're listening to this. And but Q4 is you know, prominently the busiest time for online merchants. And I thought it'd be great to get you on because you really do have an innovative solution that I've not seen before of dealing with the thank you page. And I thought that you have some interesting stats and things to share. And so I'm glad that I was able to get you on the show today. So let's talk about Reconvert and kind of like on a high level, what does it do and kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
So Reconvert is basically a page builder for your thank you page. There are a lot of page builders out there, but what makes Reconvert unique is the fact that we focus on your thank you page, which is not something that most other page builders do. Our goal is really to give merchants the tool to improve their customer retention. And we know that customer retention looks differently for each brand and each kind of store and industry. So we wanted to make Reconvert as flexible as possible and give merchants the full control over their thank you page and what they put in there and what it looks like. So we aim to fit and benefit all stores, but we have to take into account that retention is a numbers game. If you have a beautiful thank you page that no one sees because you're not getting enough sales, then it's kind of pointless. And that is why Reconvert is completely free for stores that have less than 50 orders a month, because we don't want to take anything from merchants before we give value back.
That makes sense. So you're completely focusing on the thank you page and widgets and certain types of retention strategies that are built into it after someone has made a decision to buy from their store. And I know we're going to dig deeper. I've kind of crafted a few questions for you today to kind of dig into what your solution does. So before we jump into that, can you tell me a bit about you and kind of your entrepreneurial journey kind of so far leading up to kind of building and now launching this Reconvert app?
Yeah, sure. I actually started as far off from entrepreneurial as possible. I started off working in IT for the army for about 6 years. And while the job itself was very interesting and challenging, the organization is very big and bureaucratic, and that made innovation very difficult. And a lot of the times I would feel very frustrated. And in my mind, when I would leave and go to work for the private sector, all of these issues with frustration would go away and I would be fulfilled with my job. In reality, I did move to work in the private sector and very quickly figured out that I wanted to do something else and I just didn't really know what that something else is. Eric, who's my brother and also my business partner right now, was running an online store at the time and his store was just starting to pick up and make some money for him. And he really encouraged me to try to go in the entrepreneurial road myself. I had a lot of fears holding me back, but eventually I caved in. I moved back in with my parents, quit my job, and started an online store with a partner for a niche audience. After a while, Eric and I were tossing around the idea of developing an app for the Shopify App Store. We were both merchants, and we knew what kind of pain points we had. We knew what kind of problems we had, and we thought we could solve them not only for us, but for other merchants as well. But we only really took the leap into app development after a meeting with the Lux team. I have to say, they are wonderful people, and they really inspired us to see the potential that there is when you solve a real life problem for people. After talking to them, we just started off developing a relatively small app that is called Shipping Tags. That app was meant basically to give us some confidence and to help us learn about the process of developing an app, putting it in the Shopify App Store, and, you know, everything that comes with it. Once we finished developing it, we wasted no time going to work on Reconvert, which is really our passion project. We got the idea for the app from looking at the big guys like Amazon, AliExpress, Walmart, eBay. They all have thank you pages that look like an integral part of the store. When you arrive at the thank you page in these websites, you have a branded thank you page with all of these little elements that are meant to bring you back into the website. In Shopify, the default thank you page is pretty blank, and that makes a lot of merchants miss out on the opportunity that this page holds. So we've been in the App Store for about 2 months now, right when the new App Store came up. And so far, people are really loving the app, which is very exciting. Yeah.
Well, that's great, though, because I know that that was one of the reasons why I found you was just kind of being featured as a as a new or trending app. And then from there, kind of saw what the solution can do and added to my demo store and then just go, okay, well, this is very interesting, kind of what this solution can do. It's interesting, though, like that, you know, the main goal, I believe, of the app is really is kind of customer retention. You know, so what made you think about going to the thank you page of all things? And like, because there's quite a few other kind of more familiar channels to build kind of customer retention. So why the thank you page?
I'll start by saying that merchants should definitely use all of the other channels available to them in the when we talk about retention. I don't think the thank you page comes instead of any of the other channels. It's just complementary to them. The thing is, people tend to look at the acquisition funnel as something that ends when the customer arrives at checkout, and the retention funnel as something that starts with the first promotional email that you're sending to the customer, maybe after a few days, or in the best case scenario, maybe you have a transactional email that is also optimized for conversions. But what we realized is that the retention funnel needs to actually start right when the customer just finished a purchase, which is the thank you page. This is the place that they go to when they just finished purchasing from you. And it provides a really good opportunity to connect with them again and to use it as a very powerful retention tool. The thank you page is very effective when it comes to getting your customers to take more actions with your brand and store for three main reasons. The first one would have to be the foot in the door. And if you're into any kind of psychology, then you might have heard of that. It is a psychological phenomenon or a technique that basically says that if you want someone to do something big for you, you need to first get them to agree to do something small for you. Because people are that much more likely to agree to something big, to do something big for a person that they've already done something smaller for. And that relates to the thank you page because the thank you page is where customers go to after they just agreed to do something very big for your store. They just agreed to buy from you. This is the biggest request you could ask for them as an e-commerce merchant. So imagine what you could get them to agree to share their order with their friends, to give you their birthday, or even to purchase again. So that was the first one. The second one is simplicity. When you want someone to, let's say, answer a post-purchase survey and you send it via email, this person, when he sees this email from you, is already in the middle of doing something else. And now he has to stop and interrupt himself, go into a different webpage, answer the survey, close this web page and try to remember what he was in the middle of doing. But when you ask him to do the same thing on the thank you page, he's not in the middle of anything else. He was just buying from you, and it's a natural flow from the purchase process to the thank you page.
I could see that.
Yeah. And lastly, but maybe most importantly, is the fact that everyone see the thank you page. It has a 100% open rate, which is something that no other retention tool gives you. In Shopify, by the way, people see the thank you page more than once. Shopify turns the thank you page into the order status page, which is where all of the transactional orders are linking to. It has a very high visibility.
Yeah, definitely. With 100% open rate, for sure. You've just made a purchase. That's what you see. Yeah. And then, so that does make, it does make a lot of sense. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this opportunity to, you know, out to the Shopify ecosystem, because it's just, it's a really, really interesting take of just having the plain kind of default thank you page. It's just so many other potential touch points on this one page. It's quite interesting. What should merchants kind of ask themselves if they decide, you know, whether or not they should use an app like this? Because it's just like, there already is a thank you page. It seems to work as far as it, at least giving an order number and just some kind of peace in mind and kind of confirmation that, okay, I've created an order and you feel that it's gone through, and you just, there's that warm and fuzzy kind of feeling that, okay, something successful has just happened. Knowing that that's kind of what the norm is for the most part, why should somebody consider using Reconvert instead?
That's actually a really good question. I think the first thing I would ask myself is, do I optimize my thank you page? And if the answer is not, then you need to do it. We've taken some stores from 0% conversion rate on their thank you page, which is what you have naturally on Shopify, all the way up to 7.23% conversion rate. And I've, in recent days, I've even seen a specific store reach 25% conversion rate, which is absolutely insane. And it's obviously not a number that everyone would get to, but it's better than zero, no matter what, where you are at. The second question I would ask is, can I afford it? Because ultimately, you want to get a positive ROI on any investment that you make in your business. If the cost of optimizing your thank you page is more expensive than the value that you get back from it, then don't do it. And by the way, that's why we built our pricing in Reconvert the way that we did, because we do want to constantly provide a positive ROI to the merchants. And the third and the last question that I think you need to ask yourself is, what is my goal? Again, as in any part of your business, you need to know your KPIs. You need to know why you're doing something and what would mean success. So you have to understand what you are optimizing your thank you page for. Obviously, the ultimate goal is improving your retention rate, increasing revenue, increasing order average value. But what exactly do you want to get specifically out of the thank you page? And I think you can tell from the questions that I suggest asking, I think everyone needs to optimize their thank you page. It's just a question of how.
So let's talk about this thank you page then, because there, you know, the default is very plain, order number, thank you very much, and then you're done with it and click here to continue shopping. It's pretty straightforward, just depending on whatever theme you're using. So can you talk about what specific things, because it's hard because we're on audio right now, but we need to explain through audio for those that are listening, what sort of other elements, because this is a page builder solution designed and optimized exclusively for thank you pages. And so knowing that, there's got to be certain kind of areas and certain kind of important widgets, you know, there's some content blocks that are available that can be turned on or off. And so maybe you can kind of share, I'm able to see it because I'm in front of my computer right now, but maybe if you can kind of share with those listening today, what you're recommending to build out a pretty impressive thank you page.
Sure, we do have some of our most popular widgets and some of the things that most merchants like to use pretty consistently. But I think when you ask yourself how to optimize your thank you page, it really depends on the type of business that you are and what your goal is from the thank you page. What kind of view do you have on customer retention? How to use your thank you page and what to put in it really depends on the type of business you have and your approach to customer retention. We generally see two approaches to customer retention. One is the conversion approach, which is basically merchants wanting to use the thank you page to get more conversions, to get people to buy from their store again straight from the thank you page. And if this is the approach that you're going for, some of the widgets that I would recommend would be adding an upsell with product recommendations. Obviously, that's a very effective way to get more sales. Adding a general discount to your store or to a specific collection. A reorder button that basically allows the customer to duplicate his order. And a pop-up with timer, which basically gives a time-sensitive offer to the customers. And this is actually our most converting widget right now. The second approach that we're seeing is the relationship nurturing approach. And these are basically brands that want to improve retention by strengthening their relationship with their customers. And for this approach, some of the good widgets would be a post-purchase survey so that you can both learn a little bit about your customer experience and about the customer, a birthday collector that can help you collect new information about the customer, and you can later use it to market to them on a more personal note. Mm-hmm. And even something like a video where you talk directly to your customers in your own voice or your presenter's voice and say thank you for buying from us and show appreciation or even explain a little bit about the product that they're about to get. But generally, I would not recommend just sticking to one approach. The best thing to do would be to mix it up and have a thank you page that has elements that are meant to strengthen your relationship with your customer on the one hand, but also convert on the other hand. You don't want to shove sales down your customer's throats. That's not the goal here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, two things that caught my attention. One was the video thank you. I think that's very, very unique. I have not heard of that one in a while. I've seen, you know, video on the About Us page or Start Here or kind of the brand story page. I've seen that quite a few times. And video is pretty popular now on product pages. But I think especially for startup or kind of emerging brands, what an interesting angle of, you know, someone comes to your store, somehow they found you through paid acquisition or word of mouth or however they got to your site, and then they made a purchase and all of a sudden there's a mm-hmm. video there, thank you from the founder. Very, very interesting. That's a compelling offer and definitely surprises and delights the customer, I think, and it probably almost brings you closer to the brand a bit. Well, I did make a great choice because here's what's going to happen next after my purchase. And I think that's really cool. One other takeaway I have too is, and I'm not surprised, is the scarcity tactic or the scarcity widget of having this countdown timer, because I see that quite a bit happening where, you know, you've got 15 minutes to take advantage of this, like just crazy offer. Thank you for your order. But just so you know, the countdown timer's on. That's the deal. It's a one-time only deal. When the counter's at zero, the deal is gone. Based on what you've told me, and I've seen that too, that sort of scarcity tactic or special promotional time limited kind of area, when that's presented to somebody, the conversion rate is quite high, and that really helps the basket size and the value of that transaction, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's very effective. And another thing that makes specifically this pop-up so effective is the fact that we're not asking for the customer to do anything in return. Most pop-ups ask for, you know, the customer to opt into something, to give his email or his phone number or whatever. But since the customer just bought, we're not asking him to do anything else. We're just giving him a discount as thank you for buying from us. So that really increases the conversion rate, and I think customers really appreciate it.
Definitely. So those are really cool. Thanks for sharing kind of what you've seen as kind of best practices and stuff like that. So it's really neat. I'll make sure I put those in the show notes too, just to kind of remind people that here's some of the things that are kind of best practices. So let's talk about the roadmap. I'm assuming that you guys have a roadmap for the future and kind of what sort of things can we expect in the future for Reconvert?
We actually have a lot of plans for the future. We're currently only scraping the surface with the functionalities that we offer. I think the biggest thing we're working on right now is something that we call trigger-based thank you pages. And that will basically enable merchants to create different thank you pages according to different triggers. Kind of similarly to what we can do with email marketing, where we can change up our email and our campaign with targeting for customers according to different specifications and criteria. You can do that in the thank you pages too. You could create different thank you pages according to the number of orders that a customer made, their age, their gender, their location, the kind of products that they like and buy, and also a combination of all of these different rules. And that would be a very powerful way for merchants to make sure that they present the right offer to the right people.
I think I would add to that too, that I think what might be interesting is imagine a solution where you know this is their second or third order, and so you don't want to have the same old, hey, thanks for being a first-time customer kind of welcome video. Now you have the, hey, thanks for being so loyal to us today. Like, we really appreciate that. And, we appreciate the word of mouth, and we appreciate all the things that you're doing because you know that they're not a first-time customer anymore. And if you're able to trigger that, that could be quite powerful.
Yeah, and you can also use it in all sorts of loyalty building ways, where each order you get maybe some points, kind of like a loyalty program, or maybe each order you get a higher discount because you're being such a loyal customer. So there are a lot of ways to use it, definitely. Another big thing that we're working on is A/B testing. We know that the key to success with e-commerce is always B testing. And we want merchants to have the option and the tools to always test their thank you pages and constantly improve what they are presenting. Another thing is integrations and partnerships, which are very important to us. We really believe that the way to give our merchants the full flexibility and full control to do whatever they want and use whichever tools they feel comfortable with is by having as many integrations as possible with other apps. We're working on some partnerships with some of the biggest players in the game to make sure that we answer all of our clients' needs. We've already partnered with Tobi to enable some new automations like birthday SMS messages, and with SMS Bump to enable sending SMS messages for the birthdays, but also SMS flows, which means you can send more than one SMS message when the birthday of the customer comes up. We're also working on adding some shipment tracking widget to the thank you page. This is actually something that we're going to come up with in the next few days. And currently we're doing it using 17Track, which is not really a third-party tool that you have to install on your store. But in the future, we aim to add some more advanced tracking tools with existing Shopify apps. Another big thing that we want to do once we have the trigger-based thank you pages is to enable merchants to collect product reviews right there on the thank you page. So you could take someone who has already purchased from you, and you can tell on Shopify that the package has already arrived and that this person has not left you a review. And on the thank you page on his second purchase, you will display a review widget for the previous one. And that is, in my opinion, an amazing multiplier for product reviews, which is something that most merchants really struggle to get.
That's good, because I know that Flow and Flow connectors and stuff, this is more for the Shopify Plus merchants, but has been quite popular. And essentially, for those that are new to Shopify Flow and how it works, but the two apps don't necessarily have to have a relationship with each other. That the idea is that Flow, which is kind of Shopify's take on automation, it's able to have these two apps talk to each other. So there's typically a trigger, and then there's some kind of a condition, and then there's an action. And it's nice that there can be a trigger and an action that can happen between two apps. So it's great that you're thinking about that moving forward. So let's talk about results. Leaving the default page kind of as is, the conversion rate is zero, as you said. And I agree with you, because you're not doing anything with those eyeballs and that intention. So let's talk about, do you have any insights or any analytics that you can kind of share briefly about success so far that you've seen?
I think the most interesting insight is something that we've touched on in the beginning of the episode, but the number of impressions for each thank you page is about 3.5 times per order. So, like I said, customers are seeing the thank you page more than once because they keep going back to it to get their order updates. And you really need to ask yourself, do I want my customers to go to a blank order update page? Or do I want them to go to a page that has all of these little hooks bringing them back into my store? Another thing is the ROI. We're seeing somewhere between 600 to 20,000% positive ROI, depending on the store and depending on how you use your thank you page, obviously. But as a general rule, the bigger the store is, the better ROI they get from the thank you page. I think we talked about our highest converting feature, which is the pop-up with time-sensitive offer. It is something that I definitely recommend using. The birthday widget has about a 45% capture rate, and it's also integrated with MailChimp and Klaviyo for automated birthday emails. So it is a very recommended tool to use. Yeah. And our survey response rate is about 40%. Again, depends on the kind of questions that you ask. Lastly, we talked about the conversion rate, but it is important to note that even if you don't get to the 7.23% conversion rate, even if you only have 1% conversion rate, it's better than the zero that you currently have. So if your ROI is positive, I think this is a very powerful tool. And obviously, all the data that I mentioned can change depending on the type of store you have, the type of audience and niche, and how you use your thank you page.
Yeah, it's a little bit of experimentation too, I believe. It's an interesting user experience. Like, I've harped on this a bit on the show, but it's like the thank you page is very, very plain and people are going back for history of tracking numbers and these sorts of things, and they're going back to this page. So it's very interesting that, you know, your stats have shown like 3.5 times. So 3 or 4 times people are coming back to this page for every transaction on average. And so that's pretty powerful to be able to have a slick landing page of all different widgets that do certain things. If it's capturing an email address for future considerations, and that would certainly surprise and delight people if they got a birthday email, and you know, and potentially a special offer, and you know, or you know, hey, joining up to our affiliate program or getting involved in our loyalty program. It's so interesting that those sort of things are available now. So we are nearing the end of the show, but do you have kind of, you've shared a lot, by the way, I might ask. Thank you so much, Ruth. But do you have any kind of closing comments or kind of any takeaways that you would like to leave with the listeners today?
Yeah. So I think the most important thing that I would like people to leave with today is that you should definitely optimize your thank you page. Whatever you do it with Reconvert or not, it's really up to you. But it is an immensely strong tool that could become your secret retention weapon. If you're not doing it, you're literally leaving money on the table. And in Reconvert, we actually have a 60 days free trial, and the app is completely free if you have less than 50 orders a month. So there's really no reason not to try it. If you're not seeing the results that you want, you can always uninstall. But like I said, I really believe that this is something that each store should take as part of its store setup process.
With a 60-day trial, like, it really kind of is a no-brainer when you think about it, because it's like, you know, it's very easy to add to your store. It's easy to see the different types of widgets that are available and think about your brand. Think about the sort of like, hey, if you were a customer and you bought this, what would you like to see? And then, you know, run it through even like a demo store, but at least have a look to see what widgets are available. And then from there, it's better than the blank minimalistic page that's currently there. It's something unique. And if you get any increased lift in, you know, someone filling out a survey or getting a birthday or giving a product review or whatever the conversion is that you're trying to do, or an upsell or cross sell into something else. I mean, all those sort of things are really important. So you don't get those benefits unless you add this solution on. So I implore you to at least try it. How about other agencies and partners and stuff? Is there any kind of opportunity for them?
Yeah. So if there are any agencies or experts listening, we actually have a partners program with a reoccurring commission, and we'd love to talk to you about it and work with you. Our connection details are all in the app listing page. We'd love to talk to you.
Perfect. So very easy to get to this solution. Go to the app store and just search for Reconvert, and you can add it to your store. And I'll make sure in the show notes, I'll have a link to that. Also, since you're listening, you could also go to ecommercefastlane.com/reconvert, and that will redirect you to the place where you can add it to your store. And yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for offering that extended trial. You know, once again, those that are listening, if you're doing under 50 orders a month, the solution is always going to be free. So it's a no-brainer to add it. And then, you know, obviously their selfish goal is that, you know, this solution is going to help convert more people long-term and get more loyal customers to get over that 50 orders a month. You'll see the ROI, the value will be there. But certainly if you're under 50 because you're in startup land right now and just kind of getting things going, fair enough. At least you have an interesting solution that could be another touch point for your brand. Those over 50 orders a month, you got 2 months to really give it a whirl and prove the ROI, and then you'll see kind of what it can do. And I've seen it firsthand because I've had a chance to play with it in my demo store. It's impressive, and I'm glad to see there's a roadmap of some really fun integrations in the future. So I feel confident that, hey, this is a serious passion now that, hey, we see our niche in the Shopify kind of partners ecosystem, and we feel that we this is where we're going to stake our claim, and we're going to partner up with other people in the app ecosystem too, that you may be using other, you know, review apps, loyalty apps, birthday, email marketing solutions. There's lots of things that you as a merchant are likely already using. And so it's great to see that some are connected now, much more in the future. And so it's a great roadmap. So I think that's awesome. So thanks again, Ruth, for coming on the show and sharing.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. I've had a great time talking to you.
Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Ruth from Reconvert. You know, the biggest takeaway for me is the opportunity cost of having the basic Shopify thank you page. You know, there's so much potential in offering an amazing customer experience, the revenue, and the lifetime loyalty by implementing and testing a conversion widget through Reconvert. You know, and if you're under 50 orders a month, the solution will always be free, you know, which is a great tactic, you know, that will differentiate you versus your competition. It's a great growth strategy, you know, for early stage e-commerce stores. And now for those listeners who have a more established or mature Shopify brand, Reconvert really flexes its muscles at scale by offering a range of widgets that will be viewable and interacted with by more customers, which gives a larger data set of customers for the thank you page, which then in turn will have its conversion rate on the widgets that you choose to turn on. You know, end of the day, you know, as a marketer, the default thank you page, or which then is converted to the order notification page, you know, it has a conversion rate of zero. So implementing Reconvert will have a positive ROI. And with a 60-day trial, you know, it's definitely worth it for you to kind of test this solution out. And finally, I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners of the show. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you grow and scale with Shopify. Thanks for carving out some time today and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of your week and keep thriving with Shopify.